Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I haven't even gotten to Stacks of News, and I will do that after Manny Badillo pops in for 15, 20 minutes with some big breaking inside info on 9/11. Then we've got Gilbert Griffin coming on the last hour. But I literally rolled around in bed last night, even though I was exhausted from working all day, doing the radio show and working on the film, just wanting to try to come on air, explain this to you, be articulate, try to cover all the facets. It's simple. Look into this for yourself, find out it's true, and find out it's all been implemented against us. I mean, cancer's way up, sterilization's way up, infertility's way up. The eugenics didn't go away in the 1980s when they were still sterilizing women forcibly through the health department, through the family planning courts. The family courts are eugenics courts set up for that. And this bastard, Obama's science czar, over 90% of technological development in the U.S., the feds fund that, is saying CPS will take people's children. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, Holdren's essentially advocating the policy in China, which is enforced. I'm talking about the one-child policy, obviously. If you have more than one child in China, and if you live in a city, in the rural areas, it's two children. In the city, if you have more than one child, the milder enforcement is by way of crippling taxes. But on the other end of the enforcement, they actually send out government goons who kidnap women off the streets, drag them to abortion clinics, and forcibly abort the baby.
Well, he says forced abortion. One of his colleagues, Peter Singer, says kill babies after they're born. He says parents should be able to kill their children up to 1 year. And they go, oh, that's very liberal. Murdering babies, huh? And you have a one-year-old bouncing on your knee. That's not a human. It's a fetus. Ice pick. Ah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul. Right winger.
Here's his quote from page 837. Quote, indeed, it has been concluded that compulsory population control laws, even including laws requiring compulsory abortion, could be sustained under the existing constitution if the population crisis became sufficiently severe to endanger the society. So he's talking about forced abortion. Now, I'll go back to what I was saying before. All these people who were in the global population reduction movement in the 60s and 70s are all the same faces now pushing the global warming movement. Their predictions have been uniformly wrong. Holdren's co-author of Eco-Science said in 1969, quote, I would take even money that England will not exist in the year 2000. He also said, quote, life expectancy of Americans by 1980 would be 42 years of age. Completely wrong. He also said that because of overpopulation creating a food shortage, and this is at the same time that Kissinger and Bush were talking about withholding food from the third world in order to kill them and reduce population. But Ehrlich said that because of food shortages, 4 billion people would die from 1980 to 1989. This is the co-author of the book with Holdren. And Holdren made similar statements. He said that there'd be a massive catastrophe before 2000 and everything would collapse.
And Paul, let's be clear, because they were planning to engineer those. He now is the first speech he gave, said we got to control the weather with the chemtrails, describing the exact cocktail recipe that our scientists had said they were already spraying. And he said, yeah, we've been doing tests. That's all just tests. We're about to start the real program. And then climatologists look at the program and say it'll actually heat the earth. And then now Bill Gates comes out and says, oh, I want to start geoengineering the planet. So it's clear they're trying to create droughts and floods, as they said in the State Department Memorandum 200, to stop people from having food, to cause a collapse. They want a collapse. Stay there, Paul Watson. We'll come back, get more into that statement I just made, get your take on that. Run through the rest of your articles and then go to phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Be sure and check it out.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Large portions of the U.S. population live in government housing. And they say you don't have a Second Amendment right if you do, but that's been overturned in court because we're fighting back against these bastards. You know, that's really the message here. We can beat them. So a government official with the housing authority has said that you're not allowed to own guns because you're poor, and that means you're stupid. That's like when the state of Texas asked the head psychiatrist in the state, advising the state, why does the state put over two-thirds of the kids in foster care on drugs? And he said, they have bad gene pools. It's just a quackery, you know, made-up reason. These are quacks. These are scam artists. Churches and cops team up for gun surrender, saying it's of the Lord, you turn your guns in. That's the churches on government payroll. All right, I want to take some calls for Watson, but Watson, continue getting into this amazing report I'm giving a lot of attention to because it's so important. A textbook, a policy review, a proposal for government, and here he is decades later, Obama's science czar, the guy he co-authored it with, advises Congress and President Bush, showing it's nonpartisan. And so all of this is going on. The right-wing media is trying to make it a partisan issue to distract, really. There's a lot of other facets to the incredible system he calls for. A global government in eco-science, population, resources, and environment, it will carry all this out with an environmental police, which now they have in New York and San Francisco and many other areas, are getting city environmental police running around harassing people.
Yeah, I mean, the other main shocking thing in it, after the proposal to sterilise people through the water supply, is under the subheadline Involuntary Fertility Control on page 786, it says, quote, "The development of a long-term sterilising capsule that could be implanted under the skin and removed when pregnancy is desired opens additional possibilities for coercive fertility control. The capsule could be implanted at puberty and might be removable with official permission for a limited number of births." So he's talking about, by law, the government implanting a device in the body of young men and women at puberty.
And it says you go before a board of social workers, and then your babies are taken and raised by them.
Yeah, that's the other one. You have to prove that you're worthy of licensing for parenting is essentially what it is.
It doesn't matter that they're 5 to 7 times more likely to abuse children, that they're the scum parasite control freaks. I mean, let's put this scumbag up on screen. What is it about all these guys that they want to run our lives, but they can't run their own lives? I mean, they are just such trash.
The thing about it, Alex, is the biggest obstacle is people support their opinions. I read a response to a Daily Mail article about the Marie Stopes issue, and it was a woman reasonably outlining the need for government to breed humans like farmyard animals. And this was a woman who was trying to sound reasonable about it, and she was supported by the majority of other people that made these comments. Now, they've got a culturally imperialist mindset that, as you said, has been brainwashed into them. People need to get past their tribal racism and this class elitism and realize that this is not just targeted at brown people or welfare scum. They're putting it in municipal water supplies, for God's sake. This is targeting everybody. Now, the whole overpopulation issue itself, we've proven that these people were completely wrong in their predictions. I've just read out the quotes from Holdren's co-author in that book. Now, you can have a debate about, is overpopulation a problem? The fact is, would you rather have an overpopulated but free society, or a sparsely populated, hyper-fascist society where the government regulates every aspect of your personal life down to the level where they implant a device that prevents you from getting pregnant? Now,
well, I'll tell you what else is sick, Watson. There are commenters in your story at PrisonPlanet.com, your part two, if folks want to find the first part, which is encyclopedic and very important for everybody to read. If the average American would get as knowledgeable about eugenics and the New World Order and the architecture that the elite have built on a planetary scale, what they've already done to us, their current operations and their future plans, if people were as knowledgeable about that as they were about football or baseball, we'd be in a free society. I mean, this is life and death, and they're in here commenting, saying we're backwards idiots, we're for the welfare scum, you know, we've got to get rid of these people. Hey, dumb racist. You do that through education. You help these people. The Royal Commission on Population, the blueprint for all of this in 49 out of England, declassified in the 70s, states that they actually want to make the third world population swell. They want to get rid of their competition in the West and then call everybody off at the end. This isn't about the earth. It isn't about helping people. It isn't about tough love. And you are being shot up with the mercury and the cancer viruses. You are drinking the sterilants. You are being chemtrail sprayed because the White House science chief is announcing that as well. Don't you get it? Again, these are the sickos in the system that feel like they're part of the establishment. And you're not. You're not part of the establishment. I'm sorry, Watson. Go ahead.
Alex, the fact is about overpopulation. As the figures show, in Europe, in South Korea, in Thailand, places like that, if you modernize, if you improve living standards, population gradually levels out naturally of its own accord. Now, we know that's not going to happen in the third world because this global corporate slave system, you know, needs its reservation. It needs its wage slaves to produce the crap that we consume for pennies on the dollar. That's why the third world's not allowed to develop. It's also not allowed to develop in the more remote areas because, and this is exposed in Durkin's excellent documentary, The Great swindle. Third world countries are not being allowed to develop under the guise that they're going to increase their carbon footprint. Again, it all comes back to this. Global warming is hurting the environment in the long run because it's preventing us from having a good environment. It's preventing third world nations from developing, from becoming economically better off, from stabilizing their population.
But that's what
naturally.
The Royal Commission says. It says we're not going to let them have industrial capacity. We want them to have a people bomb to hold them down and eat up their resources so they don't challenge our hegemon. So it's all a global game of chess. And then once their populations bloom, then we'll use sterilization and disease and war to knock them out in the next phase. And then we're going to go and target our most intelligent here, break up the families in the West so no one can oppose them, to the point of where only the elites can even talk. That's what Orwell wrote about, because he'd actually worked at the BBC in propaganda. But that's what the elites talk about now. And Huxley talked about it. So did Bertrand Russell, about how the public wouldn't be able to talk. And, Paul, a lot of the public now can't really talk unless it's kind of canned things they heard from TV. They've been chemically and psychologically through the educational system turned into, like, biological androids, and now they're using these biological androids. Me have police uniform. Me take you to camp. Me take your child. Me, And so they've got, like, brain-damaged zombies. Government, authority, official. And we're like, warn everyone, warn them quickly. And the enemy's like, you can't stop us. The planes are spraying, and people are drinking goblets of water. And, children all die of cancer. It is normal. I mean, where does it end, Watson?
How do we get through to these idiots who think that mass sterilization, forcibly aborting babies and planting implants by government decree in people at puberty, is a sensible idea? How could any free-thinking, sane person advocate that? And the fact is this. In Britain, there are couples who haven't had jobs their entire lives. They have 15 or 16 children, and the state pays them for every one. It's this socialized welfare system.
Well, they do that so they can point at that and say, we need to socialize everything. You've got to have a license to have a kid, so we don't have to pay for that. They brag. It's problem, reaction, solution. They create the crisis and then offer the solution. Their nanny state they created to get control to reduce population actually makes it explode, which is their original plan. You see, this is crazy like a fox, Paul.
So how about removing the incentive for people to have 16 kids in the first place?
No, they're not going to do that because they want the person that has 16 kids. They're going to put cop uniforms on them, and they're going to be, me take you camp, me drink fluoride, and then they're going to take the vaccines with the cancer viruses and die at retirement, and that's their biological android in their first phase before they go to the robots to enforce for them. This is all stated. I'm serious, folks. Their real enemy is you and I, who can actually think. We're the enemy. So they're creating the devil horde of the white trash fluoride heads. Yeah. Do you understand, Paul?
Yeah, they need to create
me
the
officer.
So they can then introduce the solution. This is a quote from somebody on an article, not my article, but a similar one out of the Daily Mail. Quote, we breed farm animals to produce the best possible stock and kill them when they have fulfilled their purpose. We interbreed pedigree animals to produce extremes that leave them open to ill health and early death. It is only religion that says humans are not animals. The reality is that we are simply intelligent mammalian primates. The world population of humans has increased from 2 to 6.5 billion in the last 50 years. The planet can support 2 billion humans comfortably. 6.5 uses too many resources and leads to global warming and climate change. Marie Stopes believed in population control and breeding the best possible humans. So did Hitler. Neither of these aims are bad in themselves. That's the attitude of people.
But see, they're playing the part of, oh, you're all animals and can't make a decision. We're the elite beyond good and evil. We're going to get rid of you. No, you bastards. You don't control our lives. We're not your slaves. I'm a sentient, alive creature who's conscious. And I'm not your slave, and I have a right under universal law to defend against you, you control freak cowards. That's what you are, is filth.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $951.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $979.10, $289.55 for a half ounce, or $244.77 for the quarter ounce. That's $979.10, $489.55, or $244.77.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I could do a 10-hour radio show on this stuff. It's what governs our planet. It's what the elite that are running things are doing. And Burmese just ran in here all excited. We're in their taping C-SPAN, and he said the Republican leader just got up and said, this is about a new world order and a global elite wanting to micromanage and control the resources of the populations. So, I mean, it's really, I was watching another C-SPAN clip that they're talking about. This is about eugenics. Here's the exciting news. The people are getting wise to how the world really works. Just like I used the example last week, if you couldn't find different juice products like cranberry juice cocktail that didn't have corn syrup in it, and now people quit buying it, so now it's Now it's sugar cane. And that's the issue I'm making, is that we can demand what we want and change the system before the full global police state grid's in. But you look at Priyanka, Singer, Holdren, all of them, it's always global police state, global police state. I mean, this is really happening. Watson, I know I keep just repeating that, but there'd be something wrong with us if you and I and others weren't freaked out by the magnitude of this.
I'm freaked out by it, but it appears that a majority of people support it. I hate to say it, but from everything I've read, that's the truth.
Well, although that's a wannabe elitism. It's a wannabe elitism.
Right. One thing, I think a battle for the minds that we've won or are winning vehemently is on the vaccines, because yesterday the UK government announced, they didn't say it would be mandatory, but they implied it definitely. They said the entire UK population, 61 million people, will be vaccinated against swine flu within a year. Now, I wrote an article about that, referencing a London Times piece, which said that the vaccine was being rushed through safety procedures in 5 days. It was being fast-tracked, despite the fact that the makers of it got caught, you know, tainting the vaccine they produced and sent out with avian flu virus, Baxter International.
Now, yeah, notice the people that are making it are the ones that accidentally put weaponized bird flu in the vaccine, and it was the 76 swine flu vaccine that killed a bunch of people. I have a 60 Minutes from the 70s admitting all this.
Right. It killed more people than the swine flu did, many more, and injured thousands.
Well, I mean, we know they're putting something in it. Whenever they've got a big vaccine they're pushing, but the idiot public's going to take it. They love dying. But you're saying some are waking up.
Here's the good news. As of last night, on that London Times article, now these are not Prison Planet or InfoWars readers, when I looked last night, there were 50 comments on that London Times article about the mandatory swine flu vaccine. Nearly every single one said, no way in hell am I taking that from this lying government that's been proven wrong on every facet for the last God knows how many years. Nearly 50 people out of the 50 comments said they were not taking it. So what are they going to do when millions of people refuse to take it?
No, the Washington Post announced today they're going to, quote, make every kid in America take it. And they'll say it's the law when there's no law. And then someone, and you know what? A bunch of people are going to die when they take it. And then we'll keep winning. But again, they're definitely putting something in those shots, Watson. What was this video I saw of a guy reciting my lines from Waking Life getting arrested? Are you not allowed to even talk in England now?
Yeah, there was a guy in Birmingham, which is the second biggest city in England, on Saturday afternoon, who got a bullhorn and just started walking through the centre of town reciting your speech from Waking Life and adding a few things of his own about wanting to hold on to British sovereignty against the EU and all that kind of thing. He had a crowd of people that eventually joined and started marching with him. And he got arrested for the crime of using a bullhorn.
That's right. You're not allowed to protest or demonstrate. You're a slave, and you can't come out and say you don't want to be taken over by criminal eugenicists that openly run the EU. And they said, oh, you can't use an unauthorized sound device. But if he'd have been protesting to shut down a coal plant for carbon tax, oh, then they would have been carrying him on their shoulders. Man, I tell you, British police, they are just...
Well,
I mean, the videos I see are just unbelievable.
They got caught at G8 killing somebody, and then they faked the autopsy and had to do a second one. But the point is, in Britain, to protest the government, you need permission from the government. That's not free speech. Free speech is dead. It doesn't exist when you get arrested for doing it.
Well, Paul, you and your brother and I have all been put in terror databases, but we watch women and children being... They just have secret police run up and say, up against the wall, they're being put in Section K59X5. Oh. I mean, it's just... We live in 1984. We got to break out of the prison. Good to hear from the prisoner, Paul Watson, number 6 over there in Britannia. Good job on the article, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
Folks, get it at Prison Planet. Get it out to everybody.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
We're going to go to Manny Badillo in just a moment, then I'm going to get to all your calls before our next guest joins us, G. Edward Griffin. We'll get into eugenics, the global carbon tax, all of it coming up. I know I just spent 2.5 hours on eugenics today, but, I mean, how can you not, when the president's czar over science is saying CPS, take everyone's children, drug the water, drug the food, implant chips in people to control them, and then we're the bad ones because we don't want this to happen to us. We're the weirdos. We're... You know, all these years they've denied all this, and now they're openly announcing world government, world currencies. It's all happening. In fact, we have that Russian president calling for the global currency, don't we? But see, what he's doing is the United States and Geithner have one global currency they want. The Russians are saying they want a different one. So that's just them pushing for that. So that's coming up in just a moment. Before I go to Manny Badillo, great guy who's, by the way, in my film, Truth Rising, he lost his uncle, Mr. Scroy, in one of the two towers on 9/11 with some big breaking news. We appreciate him coming on to share it with us here first. I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't go sign up for training at frontsight.com, you're crazy. I mean, this is above law enforcement and military training. It's a 5-day course, no drill instructor attitude, and basically it's 75% off. It's normally about, what they say, $4,500 for this. It's $1,100 for this 5-day training. You get a 30-plus state concealed permit license with it, and you get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. So just the training alone would only be a $4,000 $1,000 course and it's only $1,100. Then you get the free gun in your caliber of choice and the 30-state concealed carry that comes with it. And I wish I had time to go do this. Believe me, this is the name. We are proud to have them as a sponsor, frontsight.com. Take the family this summer or this fall coming up. Go to frontsight.com today. Get a free brochure. Watch some of their videos. Sign up for their free newsletter. Talk to them. We need patriots to have training. It's not enough to have guns. You need training to defend yourself in the Republic. And the place to go is frontsight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Frontsight.com. And go there and find out about this limited time offer that they've got running right now. Okay, I ended up getting stuck with Paul on eugenics, and I apologize to Manny getting him on a little bit. Lady joins us from New York, and Manny's a very articulate, very smart, passionate 9/11 truther, and he's also with 9/11 We Are Change and Luke Radowski in New York for that founding chapter of We Are Change. And because he lost family, he's been able to get into some of the preliminary hearings about the new 9/11 kangaroo court trials. And Obama has said that even if they're found not guilty, that they're going to be held indefinitely. So this is now pre-crime. So it's worse than Bush, and it's being called liberal. So he was in on some of those meetings and brought up serious questions and was told to shut up. He joins us now to talk about that. But even more important, they've gotten the signatures and then some needed to make this be a ballot issue for a city investigation of what happened. So let's go to Manny Badillo. Manny, it is great to have you on with us, sir.
And it is great to be on your show, Alex. I appreciate you and what you're doing and sticking to your obligation as an American citizen to bring up the points relating to my uncle's murder and so many other points. It's appreciated tremendously, sir.
Well, we appreciate you. And there's a lot of demonization in 9/11 Truth going on. 9/11 Truth is out there getting bigger every day. 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, InfoWarriors, a bunch of other groups are out there constantly making the news, bringing up the issues of government-sponsored terrorism. If we don't do that, they're going to continue to stage the attacks and use those staged events like flu or al-Qaeda attacks to bring in their control. But where should we start? The petitions? Or should we get into some of the behind-the-scenes with these kangaroo trials?
Let's start with the petitions. I'll explain to you real quick. NYCCan.org. Coalition for Accountability Now. We are here in New York City collecting petitions every day. We have collected upwards of 68,000 signatures from New York City voters who are looking to have a new investigation into what happened on 9/11. This is with subpoena power, and this is privately funded. We handed in 52,000 signatures a couple of weeks ago to the city clerk, Mike McSweeney, in New York. We're looking to have those validated. We're looking to see if it goes to the city council for a vote. We are also looking for support. We are looking for donations so we can continue to have the signature collected. We're looking to collect at least 30,000 more signatures within the next few weeks to override any vote that the city council may give so we can ensure that this goes onto the ballot in November, giving New York City voters the ability to say yes to a subpoena-powered investigation into what happened on 9/11.
And this is a big feat that you've gotten all these signatures, and even if they throw a lot of them out, break down the rules and the math on that, and then if it gets accepted, which it looks like it will, what the process is now, because any real investigation of 9/11 and even a second whitewash opens a lot of holes up. The first 9/11 whitewash by Congress brought a lot out. The second official commission whitewash brought a lot out. Now that we've had members and general counsel come out and say it was all a lie, all a fraud, we agreed to lie with the Pentagon, that's now mainstream news. I mean, this is really discrediting them right now.
Right now, we're at a position where we have over 68,000 signatures, okay? We are still looking to collect more signatures because the vote, any vote given by the city council, hopefully it will be coming up within the next few weeks with the city council. We're still not sure where the city council is looking to go. We're still not sure where the city clerk is looking to go. All we know is that we've done our job. We've been on the streets. We've been collecting signatures. We engage people one-on-one. This is a very honest, passionate way, a more passive way even, for citizens to participate in democracy. We are asking them to sign a ballot initiative that allows for a commission to be set up. And this commission is going to have subpoena power. It's going to protect those who have come out, spoken about what happened on 9/11 that weren't heard during the first sham of an investigation. 70% of our questions were never answered during the 9/11 commission. I mentioned that in the movie Truth Rising. The fact is that this petition is looking to have all questions answered. We are looking to have the ability for New York City voters to say yes and then to proceed on to a commission that's going to be honest. It's going to be chosen by the people. We have family members, survivors on the commission already overseeing it. We have an executive committee that is actively participating in what's happening here. This, Alex, is something that hasn't taken place in the rest of the world, well before even here in the U.S. We are engaging people every day. This isn't about theory. This isn't about who did it, what happened. This is about giving New York City voters the opportunity to say yes. Then we proceed with the proper investigation that's due my uncle and 3,000 others that were murdered, and there's no questions answered. This will answer those questions.
Manny, what is it like for you to see top physicists and engineers and scientists in peer-reviewed journals in Europe, the United States, coming out and saying clearly we didn't just find the evidence of thermite and thermite and bombs, but specifically even finding part of the unexpended thermite? Then it turns out the very people running the NIST report are the very few experts in NASA thermite-thermite rocket separation technology. Then there's people in the commission connected in with the special jacketing in Building 7 of unconventional fire retardant in 99 when they built the CIA command bunker in there. I mean, we really are honing it right down to the individuals now. I mean, knowing who these murderers are, and I understand you're just going for an investigation, but the evidence is there. More and more we know who the actual murderers are. What is it like to be closing in on really how they did it?
Well, it feels tremendously empowering, and it should feel tremendously empowering to all family members that lost someone, to all first responders that are dying today based on the lies they were told, and to all survivors, but also the rest of New York City, the rest of this country, the rest of the world. This is evidence that's coming out every day that should have been included in the original investigation that took place. Evidence that should have been included because in a court of law, when you take in this evidence, it's weighed, okay? This, what's happening, NYCCan.org here, we're going to have a commission where we're not going to have political considerations. This is going to be a privately funded investigation. This is going to be an investigation that has subpoena power to protect those like Civil Edmonds and so many others that have come out and spoken about what they knew that the original 9/11 investigation did not want to hear. So it's very important. It's very empowering. And to hear that people throughout the world, Alex, are investigating what's happening, are finding the evidence, publishing the evidence. I'll be honest with you. I had a conversation with my mother yesterday. Okay, she's the sister of my uncle. Okay, she was asking why aren't more people speaking out? Why aren't more people, you know, understanding what's happening? And I have to tell her, you know, pretty much this isn't something that is being put on the mainstream media. You know, we're vilified in the mainstream media. The evidence that you know. Should be heard by the rest of the world is not being heard. Instead, we're being told about celebrity and entertainment and what have you. So my mother was asked why? Well, guess what? This is an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity, everyone here in New York City to participate and to get to the answers that we need. And those people, such as Stephen Jones and Richard Gage and everyone who would be able to speak under a court, in a court of law, under subpoena power, they'd be able to speak about the evidence that's being found. The fact of the matter is very simple, okay? We were lied to. And we need to get to the answers or else this may happen again, another type of incident like this. I don't want to speculate on theory. I have my own opinions about it. But I will say that NYCCan.org, this is a tremendous opportunity for everyone here in the city of 8 million people, city was affected the most by the catastrophe, to be able to put their names to a piece of paper and say, yes, We want to see that question, and we want to be able to say yes to a new investigation come November.
Where do folks go to find out more about the petition? WeAreChange.org?
They'd be able to go to nyccan.org. We're going to be getting a link up soon on WeAreChange.org. They'd be able to go to the left-hand button bar and
okay, but the main site is
NYCCAN, NYCCAN.org. Anyone would be able to go there, take a look at the petition, take a look at FAQs, take a look at the executive committee that's been set up, be able to donate. We're looking for donations. We're getting on average about $1 a signature. We need about 30,000 more signatures to ensure that a very safe way for us to override any decision by the city council to ensure that we get on the November
ballot.
That's
right. You've already got more signatures than you need, correct? But
absolutely. And the reason why we've done that is because we know that the city clerk is looking to perhaps, in, you know, try to cancel out a lot of the signatures that we've given for whatever reason. We want to make sure that this gets on the ballot. This is the real chance for a real investigation into the murder of my uncle and 3,000 others. My uncle should be standing here with me today. Instead, I'm on the phone and I'm pleading with people to take a look at what we've done for the past year in collecting these signatures and what We Are Change has done, what NYC Can has done, what InfoWars has done, with so many people that have come and spoken out about what happened. Now is the time to do it, and I really appreciate you, Alex, having me on the show.
Oh, Manny, we appreciate you, but listen, you're a tireless voice for liberty and freedom, and if we don't bring these murderers to justice, you're right, they'll continue to commit all these other crimes. But what I wanted to ask you about with this is, what is the procedure going to be if they just refuse the signatures or try some type of chicanery? Even that will be a victory, because then it will beg the question, why are they refusing to do this, even when law says if we have these petitions, this happens?
Exactly. Home Rule Law 37 under the New York City Charter allows for this to take place. If they begin to refuse it, we are looking for legal counsel. We do have some legal counsel, but we're always looking for more legal counsel to ensure that if they do try to say, hey, this is invalid, that we will continue to pursue this. This will not be stopped. The very fact that so many people now are informed about it, so many people have already signed that petition. I mean, we're in a city of 8 million people. To have 68,000-plus signatures already signed saying we need new investigation, that just begs to say, hey, what if we had 100 petitioners or 200 petitioners going out showing New York City voters this petition? How many more signatures could we get? It shows that New York City understands that we were.
Yeah, what have you got?
Story.
What have you got? 80%+ of New York. You know, that's what the New York Times poll said. Do you believe we've been lied to about 9/11? 84%. That was 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
3 years ago, 84% in a scientific poll. Look, we've won the war for 9/11 truth in that we've woken up the public. But the
Absolutely.
Public all feels like they're by themselves. The public feels like they're the minority. We're the majority. And look at how more and more about government-sponsored terror comes out. And now the chief counsel of the 9/11 Commission comes out and says we made a deal with the Pentagon to lie about what really happened. I mean, we're this close to exposing these murderers. Manny, do you think the people that carried out the attacks ever thought that I would stand up, that you would stand up, that so many others would stand up and speak out?
I think they might have had that inclination, though I do want to say that they never knew the strength and the power of what we bring. And that's truth. And that's justice. And that's more than anything that they could ever throw up against us. The fact that we have over 60 family members that have already signed the statement of support, the fact that we have first responders and survivors signing our statement of support, that list is building every single day, every single hour. Okay, there are people that know what happened. They want a true investigation. You can't stop that. You can't stop liberty. This is true liberty. This is something that we were all conditioned to grow up with, to say, hey, you know what? You live in the United States of America, free America. Well, guess what? We have an opportunity now to really bring that to the public, to bring it to the voting booth, to bring
Manny,
it to where
briefly,
it's gotta go.
Absolutely. Manny, briefly. Tell folks about what happened with you because you lost family. You're able to go to these meetings, specifically the names of the meetings and dealing with these whitewash kangaroo trials of supposed Al-Qaeda people from Gitmo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. I'm actually going to send to you an article, Alex, tonight. And I just want to say to everyone listening to send articles in when these things happen, because this is news that needs to get out to the public. This is not something that the public hears about. We are way too much about celebrity and other related nonsense. The fact is, I was in a meeting with the military commission's prosecution team a couple of days ago, and we were sitting in a meeting in New York, and the military commission's prosecution team gave the family members that attended a list of different charges that are going to be brought against Ali Sheikh Mohammed. And
because they want to say they've got your support. They want to be able to say in the media, oh, the family likes kangaroo trials, as if you're not for kangaroo trials and the end of freedom in America and the end of the Bill of Rights, you're with Al-Qaeda. Stay there, Manny. Tell folks what happened when we get back. This is amazing and important and newsworthy info. He's sending us an article in the next few days to post at InfoWars.com. You'll hear it here first when we come back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Before we get into this briefly, what you saw with the military commission's meeting, they try to legitimize the joke they're carrying out. Because you can't just stage the attack. You've then got to stage trials of innocent people, and that's now coming out. What do you think of it coming out? Obama's chief science advisor admitting the whole end game and sterilization and poisoning the water and taking people's kids and a planetary government. I mean, these people mean business.
They need more than business, Alex. This is something that's been taking place well before even the Obama administration got into power. This has been taking place in our government, in the clandestine government that operates behind the public government that we are aware of. This has been taking place for decades, okay?
Yes.
I was in the military myself. I know what goes on. And the fact is that when we hear things on through the mainstream media, we have got to look at that critically. And we have got to go to the sources and find out what are they really telling us. And when I went into this military commission's hearing for the family members, I knew, I was already told by other family members that went there that, you know, they're going to just try to fluff it up and they're going to try to, well, you know what, Alex, it was a textbook example of what propaganda is. The verbiage that they used with the family members, the fact that they called people evil and they called the people that they were no good and that they were out to kill us and that they want to continue to kill us.
So in a supposed jury-type situation, they're using terms like evil and bad and they're guilty.
Well, they're explaining to the family members. They give us a packet of the charges. They give us a number of documents that are going to support their case when they get to Guantanamo. They're defending the military commissions as opposed to going through federal courts. They're saying we have a very strong case. And, Alex, I'm going to tell you something. I asked questions that nobody in that room was asking, and I literally was shocked at how they couldn't answer some of these questions. On this list they gave us, they mentioned a lot of issues when it comes to the four people that they're prosecuting and then Mohammed Atta and the hijacker, alleged hijackers and related. And I see Osama bin Laden's name mentioned. So I asked the direct question, what evidence do we have against Osama bin Laden? There was a pause. And I want to tell you, this pause happened many a time through the questions I was asking.
And by the way, for those that don't know, the FBI doesn't even list him on the most wanted for 9/11. He is not even listed for 9/11.
Well, that was what was brought up because I had mentioned that. I said, what evidence do you have against them? They just got finished saying that the FBI helped them out tremendously, that they helped them out so much in gathering the evidence. I said, what evidence do you have against Osama bin Laden? I said, because the FBI website does not even mention that he's wanted for 9/11. Another great long pause. Now, let me tell you, a lot of people on the prosecution, you tried to answer at the same time. They got flustered, and they were saying, where did you hear that from? And where did you get that from? And I'm like, let me ask you this. How come Mohammed Atta, the transfer that he received from the ISI chief, about a year before 9/11, how come that's not mentioned in here? How come you're not bringing evidence into this case that would put foreign governments, you know, in a position where, hey, they have to begin to answer questions what happened? They were silent, okay? They couldn't answer I asked them about Sybil Edmonds, Alex. When I asked them about civil evidence, I said, what about the evidence that she's brought up? Are you going to use this in the trial? They had the gall to state every family member that they have no idea who civil evidence is. Meanwhile, she worked as a translator. These are people, and I'm going to tell you this, Alex. When I mentioned civil evidence, one of the gentlemen that was on this prosecution team went to the rest of them and said, Malvis. That's closed, meaning they knew exactly who she was.
Stay there. Stay there. Back in 1 minute. This is key. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.